Welcome to the Shane Christopher Neal Podcast. Shane's a TV and radio personality, international event host, A&R label rep, co-founder of BS Live Rocks Entertainment Group, an all-around epic guy. This podcast is sponsored by Music Life Magazine. Check out all Shane's podcasts at musiclifemagazine.net. So much to talk about with so little time. Here's your host, Shane Christopher Neal.
All right, well, we're back once again. It's a Monday, the SCN podcast show, musiclifemagazine.net. That's where you're listening to it. And Joel Knappen does a great job with his website. It's very global. There's photos, there's podcasts, there's features, you name it, musiclifemagazine.net. And very happy today to have my friend Dean Young right here on the show. Welcome, my friend.
Thanks a lot, Shane, for having me on. Appreciate it, and nice to chat with you. How are you?
I'm doing well. So we chatted, a month or two ago on the TV show. That was a lot of fun, and yep. I just figured, you know what? We needed to get a new audience, right? Some new people to know who Dean Young is. So I want to preempt this by saying you're an amazing drummer, playing the band Hotel California. So there's a lot of people out there who I'm sure have seen Hotel California or have heard of Hotel California. And if not, damn it, they better have heard of the Eagles. And yeah. You're a solo artist. And when I found that out, I thought that was interesting because you sang so well the Eagles stuff. And then when I got your album and listened to it, how it resonates, the songs that are on it, the way that you sing. So let's talk about Making a Life that just recently came out, 2017, right?
Yeah.
And talk about the making of that album a little bit right now.
Sure. As most songwriters know, it takes years sometimes for things to come together. So the songs on that album were written close to the completion of things, and a lot of them were, 3 and 4 years old. Sometimes it takes a while from their infancy to their demo stage to, finally hit in the studio. But so it took a while to get things together. Was fortunate enough to get in and have the album recorded at Baritone Studios by Jason Berry, who's an award-winning Canadian country producer. So it was great working with him. Also did some work on the album with Dean Malton, Groundlink Studios, which is in Ridgeway, Ontario here. So it was pretty cool. Had some great players on the album, and so far it's been doing really well. We've got Weather, which just was released on February 14th, is now the fourth cut off the album to make it to radio, and we're on over 50 stations, and been fortunate enough to be added to SiriusXM as well.
Yeah, that's huge, SiriusXM. And let's talk about getting your songs to radio, because your wife helps you a little bit with that, correct? And you also use Catching Waves, so let's talk about how you're getting your songs to radio.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite a progress, and I mean, the music business is a learning experience all the time, and in order to get things on the radio, they need to be, radio stations need to be approached in the proper manner. And generally, you use a radio tracker, and they develop relationships with the program directors and the stations and make the contacts to get your music heard or in front of the right people. In my situation, my wife's a real support system, and she's really been helping out like crazy on this whole project. And she decided to take the role of radio tracker on, and she taught herself, made the connections, and happy to say that all of that success is thanks to her. So, and now hooked up with Catching Waves Radio. They're promoting the latest single, Weather, and really pleased with them. They're working hard to get station ads, and so far so good. Things are great.
How do you decide what song you want to take to radio? Like, so you have this album, and it is, it's an EP, I guess. Well, so, 7 songs, is that right? 7?
Eight songs. Eight tracks.
Okay, I'm kind of reading it, because on the back it's a maze, right? So I've got to follow the numbers.
Yeah.
So there's 8 songs. How do you decide what's going to radio? Do you have help from your wife? Do you have help from, Catching Waves? Who makes that decision?
Well, most of the time when I'm writing, when an idea comes to mind, once it starts to develop, I kind of have a feeling for whether it's going to be something that I think is viable radio-wise, depending on content. And then if the hook seems to be something that I think will work on radio, then that song is really written with that in mind as far as length of song and the whole nine yards. So, but there are times that songs are recorded as well, where after the fact you say, you know what, that would be a good single to release or try and release. So, yeah, I think a lot of times in today's world, anyways, if you look at the length of songs on most albums, they're pretty much geared to that, you know, 3.5 minute area, which is, you know, pretty much good radio length.
Right, right. Now, when you write a song, do you sit there and think, I'm going to write it with a hook that I think radio is going to like? Do you just kind of write the song, see how it goes? Do you, like, what's your writing process? Because ultimately you want songs to get to radio, but are you writing it for radio, if that makes sense? Or are you just writing something and then you're kind of thinking, you know what, this could work on radio? Or
yeah, I think the latter of your statement would sum it up, but there are times when you get a hook idea in mind, you know, a title. It just depends on how you approach the song. And I have no set formula in how I write. Sometimes it starts with a melody. Sometimes it starts with a line, a title idea. But I think as the song develops, or when you get that hook idea, you kind of have an idea at that point, but then you still need to see how the song progresses to know at that point if you think it'll be viable for radio.
Absolutely. So you write most of it by yourself, but you also do some co-writing?
Yeah, I've done some co-writing. Pretty much the majority of that album was written by me. A good friend of mine, Adam Wallington, did a bit of a co-write on one of the songs with me, Carnival Ride. And I enjoy co-writing as well. I do most of my writing on my own, but co-writing is a great thing, and I plan on doing more of it because it's just to have another set of eyes, another set of ears on a project sometimes can just make it turn in the best way, you know?
So we're recording this on April the 5th. It's going to be launched on Monday, which I think is the 9th. And tomorrow is the 6th. And you have a song that you were a part of called Ready to Fly. Why don't you speak to that?
Yeah, I was contacted by a young singer from Quebec. And she's just getting going in her career and had been looking for someone to do a duet with. And it's kind of odd because, I mean, I'm 52 and she's 16. So that's when people hear duet right away, they go, what? But it's actually a song that's a father and daughter themed song. She contacted me, did a co-write on the song with her and went down to Saint-Jérôme, Quebec and recorded and shot a music video while I was down there as well. So the video and song will be released on the 6th of April. So looking forward to seeing how that does, and was, you know, enjoyed the whole process and was happy to be part of it. Very nice girl, and she's very talented.
So you're a singer-songwriter and in today's music climate, and you have an EP out, and you continue to write music, and now you hear so much towards radio streaming, right? And you know, they're going to get away from the singles, and iTunes is not going to offer digital download. Well, I don't know when that's going to happen. They say it's going to happen, but that's going to take a long time. So tell me your take on the industry right now, and it's going in that streaming direction. It has been going that way for a while, but it seems like it's really going to get there faster than we thought. And is that a good thing for an artist like you, or is that a challenge?
I think the direction the industry has gone as far as internet streaming, the whole nine yards, is there's a lot of different ways to look at it. I mean, the day of the physical sale of a CD, and, you know, when we grew up, albums, that's all gone by the wayside. And that's kind of sad to see, because in a way the music industry kind of is geared more towards the single more than the album and the full concept, which is, I mean, how it was for years. But on the flip side, there's no better time for opportunity for someone to reach out with their music. When in time could you basically release something online and possibly have someone hear it on the other side of the world? So as far as that, I think it's just the way things are going. And I mean, it's music is evolving just like everything else in the world, and there's pluses and minuses to everything.
So as an artist, you play a lot of shows by yourself, right? For your solo material, I mean, besides the stuff you do in Hotel California, but do you have a full band you play with? Because I know at Sessions, you did have an album release where you had a full band.
You're listening to the Shane Christopher Neal podcast, so pay attention.
I do have a full band, yeah. I haven't done a whole lot with the band at this point. I've kind of been approaching it from a different angle. A lot of a lot of artists get out and they hit the small clubs and play and play and play. And I mean, I've kind of tried to go about it a different direction where, concentrate on the release of the album and, you know, get the buzz going in that way. And then now starting to book gigs to promote, the album itself. So
that's kind of the way I took it. Is it your goal to get on? Cause I know you have responsibilities, you have kids, you have a wife, you have all this other stuff going on. Like, do you want to get on a tour and travel a bit, even if it's because you travel right now with your cover band, right? And you do a lot of traveling. So is that something that you're looking to do with your band?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I love playing with Hotel California. It's been 14 years with that band. And I feel like I want to branch out a little more and just, you know, I feel like I've got that in me. I want to get out there and promote my own music. And it's fulfilling to play other people's music. It really is. I love playing live. But just getting your music out there is really something. And yeah, I look forward to that. I kind of wonder how I'm going to split up my time to make that all happen. But you know what? We're all faced with those challenges and somehow we make it happen, right?
Absolutely. And so you don't drum and sing in your band, or do you?
No, I did some drumming on the album, but I thought about that approach, but no, I'm going to be out front for sure. I mean, over the years, I've always enjoyed that interaction with the audience, and I look forward to being in the forefront and having more of a close connection. I mean, you're a drummer yourself, Shane, and you know that connection that you get with the crowd is great, but it's even better when you're right up there, you know?
Well, I've just decided to move my drums to the front. I don't know if I told you that, so I'm kind of getting the best of both worlds.
I think that's a great idea. I think the drummers, they've got it all wrong. I mean, we're driving the band, right? We should be out front.
Absolutely. We played a gig seven or eight years ago at this, I don't even know the name of this place because it's changed so many times, in St. Catharines. And, you know, I'm a big rock drummer fan, and I'm like, I set my drums up almost at the front, sideways, like they do at Striper. And
exactly.
I took a little bit of slack from the band, but it was a really cool concept at the time. The place wasn't very big, and I felt really connected with the crowd. So,
yeah. I remember growing up seeing a band, I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they were called Whitewater, I think. And this is going back to when I was, you know, teens, early 20s and that, but the lead singer for the band was the drummer, and they used to set him up right at the front of the stage with his drum kit sideways so you could see him completely while he was drumming and singing. And I thought it was just such a cool thing, you know?
So. Well, Kelly Keggy's done that for years, right, with Night Ranger.
Because
he sings a lot of songs. They set his drums up sideways as well, and he kind of looks, you know, close to the audience. So that's kind of cool. So before I let you go, the last single that you had, we mentioned, was called Weather, and it's not like the weather outside, because if it was, I'd hang up because it sucks.
The weather, isn't it spring now? Like what happened with him, like a lion out like a lamb?
I don't know what happened, but I saw this cool post today on Facebook, and it said something like, your download has been interrupted. Your spring download has been interrupted. Something like that. Like you're not getting spring, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's talk about Weather, W-H-E-T-H-E-R.
Yeah.
And
what do you want to know about it?
Well, I just want to know. No, I just want to know, like, that's your latest single that you have, right? So just talk a little bit about the song itself. That's all. Where it comes from.
Yeah, okay. Well, actually, the song idea, like, people are always saying, how do you come up with ideas for writing? Well, they can come from everything from something you may have overheard in a conversation, maybe something you saw on a sign or whatever. Whatever way a song idea comes, it comes, right? This was actually an expression that a friend of mine that I worked with for years used to say. And he used to just always jokingly say, you know, when we were talking about girls, he would say, well, it depends on the weather. And I said, what do you mean by that, Joe? And he says, well, whether she's interested or not.
Oh.
So that's where the whole weather thing came from. And one time I was kind of brainstorming, writing some titles down, just trying to get the juices flowing for writing. And I had written that title down, and I thought, well, wait a second, let's just do a play on words where we use that word weather, but incorporate the actual theme of the actual W-E-A-T-H-E-R weather into the song. And it's a song about, you know, missing somebody you love and letting them know how important they are in your life.
That's what I wanted to know. See, you answered the question.
Yeah.
Making a Life, Dean Young, and how can people get the music? You have a website. Let's plug that, because that's the best place to buy music from an artist, because they don't have to pay fees to do it. So,
exactly. So DeanYoungMusic.com is the place to grab some tunes. And, I mean, of course, CD Baby and all the other, you know, iTunes.
And you're all over Instagram, too. You're all over Instagram. I love it. So your Instagram is I Am Dean Young. Is that right? Or I'm Dean Young?
Correct.
I knew it was
I Am Dean Young.
Yeah. I Am Dean Young.
I'm Dean Young.
Well, you are Dean Young. I am not, but I thank you for joining me today.
Well, you're Shane Christopher Neal, and that's pretty damn good, too.
Well, some days it's good. Some days it sucks. Depends on the weather.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. Visit Shane on Facebook at Shane C. Neal Media Personality. On Instagram at ShaneCNeal.com.